Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so you guys remember Dennis Rodman, right? How could you forget?
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman.
No, I was just playing.
So I usually use him as an example of someone becoming a caricature of themselves. In other words, like when Dennis Rodman was with the Bulls and was a little out there and flamboyant and had a couple of tattoos, he was beloved and it was really cool, right?
Yeah.
Then he became a caricature of himself. He had 700 tattoos. He dressed up, you know,
Pearsons.
Weird. He was in the parking lot with a shotgun doing Lord knows what. Dated Madonna. Wedding dress. So he kind of became a caricature of himself. As himself, he was cool. Then he became a caricature. Which brings me to Sean Pendergast. Which brings me to Sean Pendergast. It was really cool, like Dennis Rodman. It was really cute. It was kind of endearing. When he started with the play, just the drop of Taquerias Arandas. All right,
it's Taquerias Arandas.
Yeah, that was cool, right?
The energy,
it was endearing. I heard him this morning, and you will hear it in a second. Like he's become the Dennis Rodman of Taquerias Arandas. Let's hear it.
Coming up next, but Taquerias Arandas. Speaking of the Astros, Taquerias Arandas. And if you are looking for a great place to go today for happy hour, a little Taquerias Arandas lunch, sit at the bar at Arandas Sports Bar, Arandas Sports Bar locations at Taquerias Arandas. So you can get more information on that at TaqueriasArandas.com. It's Taquerias Arandas.
I love that
what
so much.
What was that, seven?
I love the fact that, I know you edited it, like, obviously.
No, that's at the very end, right?
No, well, that's...
And but you cleaned up some of the middle stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I love the idea. In my head, I was also thinking about, what if that was just the whole commercial, was just him saying Taquerias Arandas. Over and over. That was the heart of a champion, man. He fought through. He was like,
you could tell that's the sales guy in Sean because he mentioned that like 10 times.
Oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong, this is great for Taquerias Arandas.
Can you give me the very first one? Because it does feel like he did a little bit of a stumble and it was like, all right, we're going to have to battle through this.
Coming up next, but Taquerias Arandas.
You hear right there? Stumbled. Yeah. We're just going to have to power through. And I appreciate that he did because some people would have just been like, well, I am going to anglify it. This is Taquerias Arandas.
Arandas Sports Bar.
That's
location.
Right. I'm proud of you.
Make no mistake. This is great for Taquerias Arandas. And
a little Taquerias Arandas.
And he's great for him. But, you know, come on, man. Don't be Dennis Rodman.
I like this, man. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I felt really bad. One, because I was supposed to write down my confession earlier, and I didn't do that. So this is one that I'm bringing off the top of the dome. But in watching Area 45 last night, I was listening to the fellas and they were talking about various things. I think one of the things they were talking about was the idea of the new opening of the Rockets facility.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let them know. Because they asked the question, I was like, actually, I know the answer to it. And I went into my phone. It's like, all right, Sean Bajani, oh, I don't have his number.
Oh, no.
Tasha Crane, oh, I don't have his number. And I felt bad. I was like, I should have asked for their numbers by now, huh?
They probably texted in the group. You probably have their number. You just don't know who what it is. Yeah, what it is.
Yeah, I was like,
here, I'll give it out to you right here.
Just go ahead and put that. What was it? I got my pen. I got my pen.
Can I going to have to move like Dan Campbell?
And I was like, I think that I only have... five numbers?
Really?
Of the coworkers, and particularly of the people on air. And that is not everybody.
Yeah.
That's not everybody.
No, yeah. Yeah, you'll get it. Okay. We got to fix that.
Yeah, but I was like, ooh, that I probably am not being a good teammate in having people's contacts available.
But Patrick Crayton, 8-3. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Are we really doing this? Are we really doing this? Watch this.
I gotta confess this, man, and this is really ridiculous of me, But I really want this Samsung refrigerator, man. They've been showing
those things.
You don't need that.
I know. I understand. I know I just need a regular refrigerator. But this one with the screen,
yes,
and the little.
You can see into it.
Man.
It's gonna cause you heartache. It's gonna sound good. Hey, and then when all them features start acting up,
hey,
you would have to have the repairman come through.
Man, hey,
they said that
this
about smartphones.
The repairman and the IT man both gonna have to come through.
Yeah, now this ain't the first time they had something like this. Mm-hmm. They had some older ones and all that stuff. And I do agree. I think those screens did go out within like 2 years, mm-hmm, and there was no real update for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was probably a bad investment. But this newer one.
Okay. Go ahead, man, and fall for the pump fake.
Hey, this looks so clean.
I always wait for like the second generation or third generation.
Yeah, let somebody else figure out the bugs.
You know, whether it's a smartphone back in the day or, you know, we don't have an EV, but if we had an electric vehicle, you know, I'd wait for like the third version of it or whatever.
There are EVs out there?
No, I'm saying we don't have one.
Oh, like having one.
If I were to purchase one, it would, you know, I would have waited, that type thing. Is this the first generation like that? I feel like it's not.
No. They've been around for a little bit.
But with all those features where you can see into it and all that stuff?
And then the other...
You know how else you can see into it?
Opening it?
Yeah, that's right.
This is the other thing, too. Like, it got the big screen. It got the camera inside. You can see and scan everything you want in there. You can make a list just off the screen. But it also...
Russia gonna know what's in your
Okay. Hey, they also have a stove that connects to that. They have a dishwasher that is all connected. And I went down a rabbit hole, man. Yeah. I'm like, man, I want all of this. I want it. I'm going to do what I have to do to get all of this in my kitchen.
Well, I mean,
playing with the refrigerator all night.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be playing Candy Crush on the fridge. If you look at the YouTube, Jesse on the YouTube said, I got one fig. It's awesome. But then also on the 409, they said, them hoes is trash.
Yeah, no, garbage. I agree.
It's up and down. Although someone, 713 was trying to give you game. I don't know if I should say this on air because they're not paying me. But you might need to check the text line. Somebody might be have an idea for how you get a come up on one of these.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny because I told my brand manager and she like, I'm gonna try to get you a sponsorship with them so you could get it.
All right.
I'm like, hey, I'm down with that, but I don't know if I can like pay all of my hard earned money for this. But I want it though, man. I want it.
They are pretty cool. I knew exactly what you were talking about as soon as you mentioned it. I want to do away with I always say this, you know, some cliches are okay because they're real. It's okay to say them because they're real. But I want to get rid of this saying or cliche or whatever because it drives me nuts. Every time I hear it, D'Amico Ryan said it. Doug Peters said it this week. We just got to flush this loss. We don't have to flush anything. Like, I don't want them to flush it.
I feel like you should flush
it. I don't want them to flush it.
That was last week. The past is the past.
Why are you bringing up old stuff is what they say.
No, but they say it. They say we need to flush it.
We moved on.
I want you to feel that loss and learn from that loss and coach up from that loss. And I know how I feel, and I ain't flushing nothing. I don't want to flush anything. We need to flush this loss. It's also kind of a cop-out.
How so?
It's like it is what it is. I hate that term so much.
I love that
But sometimes
term.
It do be what it is. What it is.
But there's another way to say it. There's another way to say it other than you can actually, I don't know, answer the question. Well, how'd you feel about that loss? It is what it is. No, that you're not answering the question.
Sometimes it do be it is.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It be the better team.
Half of 1%.
Sometimes
it is what it is.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, other times it is what it ain't.
99.9%.
I don't know. I'm confused now.
99.5% of the time, it's a cop out.
Hey, you might be playing the better team, and you knew from the jump that you was going to get your ass kicked by this team.
You want to see me roll my eyes?
Hey, it is what it is.
You want to see me roll my eyes? Say it is what it is.
Hey, it is what it is.
Hey, man, but in the words of the great Mookie Wilson, man, they don't was that Oscar Gamble? Yeah, it's Oscar Gamble, actually. Sometimes they don't think it be like it is, but it do. You know what I mean? So
that's a fancy way. That's a cooler way of saying it.
Start saying that.
That's a cooler way of saying it.
Hey, man, baseball players in the 70s and 80s were incredible.
Like, pop outs.
Well, I still enjoy baseball, but them 70s and 80s baseball players.
Hey, you fumbled three times. What happened? Well, it is what it is.
That's
a cop out. Just like we got to flush this loss. Watch this.
I found where I wrote some of my confessions. One of them was on Twitter. Watching this game where the Astros did, in fact, clinch the division. That was fantastic. 4-3 victory. I had a Caratini injury flash before my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to find the bag on a very simple, put out play at first. Mm-hmm. And you've ruined me.
I have?
You guys have ruined me. I mean, the Astros in general, but you guys have ruined me.
How's that?
Because all the injury stuff, it's like, oh, man, there goes an injury.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a contusion. There's going to be inflammation. It's going to be a
bruised toe.
And all it was him fumbling with his left foot looking for the bag. That's all it was. And I was like, oh, there he goes. He's about to be injured. You guys have ruined me.
Yes.
And I'm blaming you guys. You guys are responsible. I'm holding you guys responsible for that.
I'm kind of proud of that.
So watch this. So the Samsung fridge got me. Also Chipotle, Chipotle. They got brisket, man. They got an option for like brisket on the bowl. I kind of want to try it, man. I ain't gonna lie. I've been hearing none but good things about it.
Are you a brisket snob? Because I know that you enjoy it.
Yes.
Freely admit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, mini confession before you finish. If Reggie was talking about the brisket the other day. Was it at, I won't say where it was. But anyway, and I looked at it and I'm like, that's all right. That's all right. Go ahead.
But yeah, I kind of want to go to Chipotle to try it, man. I've been hearing none but good things about it, man. A lot of people been saying it's not bad at all.
Maybe that's what will get me back. I haven't been since I had food poisoning. I think I told you that
one. Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, that's...
And it's tough to walk in. We all can relate to that.
Yeah. But,
that might be what takes me
back. I want to try it, man.
Yeah. From the 281, we need to flush it because it is what it is.
That's right.
That's not good.
Correct.
That's the double whammy right there.
Well, you know, what it is Lunchtime Confessions, and we just gave that to you here in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little NFL overreaction or not as we turn the page into week 4. We'll do that next.